Death is the ultimate taboo. But for some people, dealing with the dead is their life. In the heart of London's East End, family-run undertakers Thomas Cribbin's Sons have been burying our beloved for five generations. While across the country, teams of archaeologists are digging up our ancestors. From the people responsible for putting us into the ground to those who bring us back up again, we lift the lid on the dead. Coming up, a traditional East End send-off. A woman of substance is unearthed in West Bromwich. And behind the scenes of the job no one wants to do. London's East End has seen so many changes over the decades, but one family-run institution has remained constant. For 130 years, Thomas Cribbin's Sons has been doing a job most of us fear. Now in the fifth generation of the family, the company is run by John and his daughter Sarah, who are responsible for undertaking over 1,500 funerals a year. Sarah has been working in the family business for over 10 years. Today is an important day for the business. The firm is celebrating their 130th anniversary with an open day. The big question for John and the team, what kind of people would give up their Sunday to attend such an unusual event? John has laid on some funeral attractions, some of which are beginning to raise eyebrows. As things begin to get busier, John has a chance to charm a potential customer. It's the end of a long day of celebration and a chance for the family to join together. Next, Cribs prepare for the biggest funeral of the year. And an archaeology team in West Bromwich make a crucial discovery. Undertakers, Thomas Cribbin's Sons, are preparing for one of the most important funerals of the year. Owner John wants his most experienced conductor to oversee proceedings. Marcus Saunders has officiated over 15,000 funerals. The funeral is for a local man, Scott Williams, and this will be a big event.